It's another tequila sunrise. I think I need a drink a doodle doo.
Let's bring in the card. It has all the necessary ingredients, we hope.
For the Susie drink of the week, what are we having?
We're having a lavender palmer, which is basically a Arnold Palmer, which is tea and lemonade with a little lavender syrup and this delicious TX whiskey, which I have been using. Thank you very much, Haas. Haas has gotten everything for me. So, all right. First of all, you start off, you get a rocks glass, and you fill it with ice.
All right. The ice is in.
That went quickly.
I know. Usually the ice takes a while.
Okay, then you get this TX whiskey, which is really good, and you put in...
Why is it called TX whiskey?
Texas whiskey, I guess.
Texas.
Yeah, it's made up in
Fort Worth.
Did
you ever abbreviate Texas on an envelope, Dean?
It's made up in Fort Worth, and by Firestone Robertson Distillers. And what's cool is every cork has a little bit of a boot leather on it from like a boot maker next door. And so some will be ostrich, some will be lizard, whatever. So you put in 2 ounces, and I'm going to put it in a shaker of ice. That's like a good healthy shot with a little overpour, which you know I always do. Per drink.
That's your signature
move as a bartender. Overpour. Susie overpour. Hanks. Then you get this lavender syrup, which you can get at any liquor store. The thing is that it says 1/4 ounce. I have tried this stuff in other drinks before. It's very potent, so I'm not going to use that much.
Back it off.
Yeah.
Back it off. So.
Lavender, is that like a flower or?
Yes, it is. And so I'm going to use like 1/4 ounce, like not that much, but I'm going to put it all in this one shot. See, it's a little kind of bluish purple.
It's green.
It scares me. It's just not.
I'm frightened as well.
I don't know what to make of
that
this.
That doesn't look like a natural color.
No, it doesn't.
It's like the color you see in those canals around the houses.
Yeah.
Like, that's not real.
All right. And then what we're going to do is we are going to kind of swirl it around.
Interesting.
And then pour it into the glass.
Is looking.
It's
made yellow.
With a tinge. It's green, kind of.
This looks like when I would do one of my chemistry experiments when I was a kid, and I got a chemistry set for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
No matter what I added, everything just ended up brown.
Right. Then you do the Arnold Palmer stuff, which is 1/2 and 1/2 lemonade and iced tea.
Right.
On top.
He's made more doing that than he did on tour.
Did he market that as a product you could buy? Yeah, that's.
You can buy it in a jug.
Yeah.
I've actually seen. Have you seen the what is it? ESPN thing where he's in the cafeteria and Arnold Palmer actually makes an Arnold Palmer in front of him and they're like, did you just see that? And then you of course so I put the lemonade and now I'm topping it with the iced tea.
I like the commercial where it's him and Kevin Nealon from Saturday Night
Live. Yeah, it's in a golf cart and riding around taking medication.
Arnold Palmer orders an Arnold Palmer in the clubhouse, and Kevin Nealon says, and I'll have a Kevin Nealon, please.
And Jimmy Johnson joins them in that, too, the auto racer.
I think so.
So what's kind of weird is on top of this iced tea was a big glob of foam, and it went into one of them, and so I'm going to take that one.
Yeah,
I'll take one. I'll take the foam
for
the team.
Let's all try the lavender Palmer. Here we go.
All right.
Palmer? Don't even know her.
Huh. Not a lot of flavor to this.
Got a hint of lilac.
Yeah, it's
lavender.
That's lavender. I'm not getting much tea and what is it? Let me stir it a little more.
It kind of washes the whole thing out, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm getting is kind of...
It's weird.
An absence of anything.
I know. It's very neutral. It has a very neutral flavor to it. And if anything, and I can't believe I'm saying this, it could be a little sweeter.
What?
You held back on the lavender, right?
Yeah. Because in every other drink I've ever used that stuff in, it's just ruined it because it's been way too sweet.
So now, I will say this because I'm not a big Arnold Palmer fan or tea with liquor because, I don't know, I'll just have iced tea. But this, it's a nice, refreshing cocktail. It's not overpowering me with anything.
Anything.
Well, even the whiskey it's kind of neutralized to a very smooth sip, and I would drink this, and I'm going to swallow.
I'm going to say, of all the drinks of the week that you've made, this is the dullest.
I agree.
This is nothing to me.
I agree.
This is nothing, and I vote to to spit it.
Yeah, I'm going to spit this one.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go make a taller one.
What is your vote, Susie?
I'm going to spit this one, but I'm going to fix it and then swallow.
Yeah, it's a near miss for me. So let's post the results. People can try it themselves and maybe make it correctly. Susie, drink of the week.
Brought to you by TX Whiskey.